Scott William Laudet has been found guilty of storing firearms carelessly, possessing a loaded restricted firearm, and unlawfully possessing cannabis for the purpose of selling it, while evidence was insufficient to convict his partner, Caitlin Bree Wiebe. Trial has concluded for the Prince George couple accused of storing firearms carelessly, possessing a loaded restricted firearm, and unlawfully possessing cannabis for the purpose of selling it. Scott William Laudet and Caitlin Bree Wiebe appeared in Prince George Supreme Court on March 11, with Laudet found guilty of all three charges, while Wiebe was not walking free. The charges stem from a March 2019 incident at a residence under police surveillance, where pre-packaged cannabis edibles, cannabis shatter, cannabis bud bags in two large black duffel bags were found. Bud bags were also found in open boxes, an open safe, shelves, and a deep freezer. A revolver and ammunition were found in the residence's garage, along with 50 rounds of ammunition in a safe, a shotgun magazine on top of the safe, and bundled cash totaling more than $500,000. A cash counter was found in a room by the residence's front entrance hall. Point-of-sale equipment, a cash register, glass pipes, and a shotgun in an unlocked case, were found downstairs. Three more shotguns, one loaded with three 12-gauge rounds, a semi-automatic tactical rifle loaded with 10 rounds, two magazines for a semi-automatic tactical rifle, a box of 12-gauge rounds, a loaded pistol, a modified rifle magazine with bullets, loose cash in drawers, and $13,000 in bundled cash were all found in the residence's master bedroom. Laudet was a suspect under investigation, while Wiebe was not a target of police. Neither had a license to sell cannabis under federal or provincial legislation, nor was a license associated with the residence, explained the court ruling, and neither held any license, authorization, or registration certificate for any firearm on March 23, 2019. In total, more than 100 pounds of cannabis bud were found at the residence, estimated at a value between $240,000 and $300,000, while approximately 1,000 packages of cannabis edibles were found, in addition to over 600 packages of cannabis shatter, worth between $40,000 and $60,000. It's noted that RCMP informed the court that the variety of cannabis products indicated it was a distribution center, and that the presence of firearms was likely to protect the large amounts of cash and cannabis against theft without the need to resort to the police. The court ruling further noted there was ample evidence suggesting Laudet personally resided at the residence, including a framed 2016 transport business license, vehicles at the residence registered in his name, and numerous photos of Laudet throughout the residence, many showing him with Wiebe. However, there was much less evidence to suggest that Wiebe was personally residing at the residence, added the ruling. Two boxes containing packages of edibles were found in the garage, each with a shipping label in Wiebe's name and addressed to the residence, but it's noted the boxes could have simply been repurposed, as there was no indication the sender was connected to the edibles. A bundle of cash was found in a purse in the master bedroom, but the purse had no identification or other distinguishable items found in it. It's noted that Wiebe was likely sleeping in the master bedroom with Laudet on March 23, 2019. A vehicle driven by Wiebe to the residence was registered in her name, but not considered a strong link to having control over the location. The totality of the evidence is consistent with Ms. Wiebe being a visitor or guest to the property at the time of the search. A mere guest would not normally have power or authority over the objects located in someone else's residence, stated the ruling. As a result, it has not been proven beyond a reasonable doubt that Ms. Wiebe had control over the residence to the extent required to find her guilty of possession of the cannabis or the firearms, the ruling stated. The evidence was also insufficient to establish any guilt of Wiebe aiding and abetting. While a visitor to the residence who walked into the residence and master bedroom, such as Ms. Wiebe, would almost certainly have had knowledge of the cannabis and the firearms located in plain view therein, there is insufficient evidence to conclude that Ms. Wiebe actually assisted or encouraged the commission of any of the offenses, the ruling stated.